News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we are back at the 4 o'clock hour already. It's 4.07 p.m. right now on Friday. And folks, I'm going to tell you real quickly about National Christian Foundation. All right, National Christian Foundation, NCF we'll call it. National Christian Foundation is that's how Charlene and I now handle our charitable giving. Like many of you, we give to our church, we give to some other charities, and you know, you have to write all the individual checks each month and get them out. And at the end of the year, you get all the individual papers back for your taxes, and you got to love them and make sure you don't lose one, and compile them. And then it can be a bit of a drudge to do all that paperwork, but National Christian Foundation streamlines that process. And so, first of all, they are run by godly principles. I know the Bradfords who run the Alabama office, they are great, great people. And what you do is you send one check for the total amount of whatever you're going to give that month, or for that matter, if you want to harbor some with them, they will grow it like a portfolio. They've got attorneys on staff who can advise you as to the best way to manage and maximize your charitable giving and your deductions. And folks, it's amazing what they do. And so then when we give that money, then whenever we're ready, we go, okay, hey, NCF, give here, 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 and here. And they do. And at the end of the year, I get one piece of paper for my taxes. I'm just telling you, this is the coolest thing. And so you basically set up your own account at National Christian Foundation, and they manage you like any other money management portfolio and streamlines the entire process. Check them out. In Alabama, their website is ncfgiving.com/Alabama. That's ncfgiving.com/Alabama. Hey, Copper, what you had a message from somebody in Russellville. What was that call in a minute ago?
Oh yeah, a caller from Russellville who wanted to tell you that you're his favorite show of all of the shows. Wait, really? Out there, including Mark Levin and others.
Well, that's cool. That's an honor.
Yeah.
Thank you to Russellville, and yeah, shout out to all the folks in Russellville. Appreciate you listening over there. So that's a bunch of right side Russellville ruffians.
That's right.
At that point, yeah, nice. Well, yeah, I appreciate that, and it's an honor. I mean, I still can't get over the fact that I'm doing a radio show. This is a kick, but yeah, we're enjoying it. Glad y'all are liking it. Hey, so listen, I'm switching gears on you now. All right, I'm gonna switch gears here. Talk about something different so far in the triple dipper for the day. You know, the first one was live free or die. We talked about gun control, but we also segued that into the Rittenhouse trial. And if you hadn't heard, by the way, if you've not tuned into the news because you've been at work or whatever, Kyle Rittenhouse acquitted on all charges. Amazing today. I just saw during the break again here at the studio. I looked over on the big screen and there was that moment when he heard the verdict and you know, broke down in tears. He couldn't stand up anymore. He had to sit back down and you know, hug his attorney. And it was one of those moments, and all those people, you know, who went out there and said that when he cried on the stand earlier in the week while giving his personal testimony that it was all fake. Well, it wasn't fake this time, and it wasn't fake then either, because he looked exactly the same. It's like he was hyperventilating and couldn't catch his breath for a minute. And is overcome with emotion to know that he's getting his life back. But yeah, so triple dipper number one was gun control, live free or die. Number two was the spending sprees. We talked about state and federal spending. Well, let me do this one now. Number three on the triple dipper. I just called it, who's in charge here? Well, allegedly President Biden is. And, you know, when he ran, remember that whole thing about how he was going to bring people back together. He was going to run as a moderate Democrat. Have you looked, though, at who his nominees are? I mean, I can remember being told growing up, you know, if you hang with dogs, you get fleas. People, you know, you are known by who you hang with. And you know, lessons are learned that way sometimes. Who you hang out with can get you in trouble, or they can make you a better person. Scripture says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man can sharpen another. I'm saying that Biden's picks aren't that sharp. Now, they may be smart in the books, but they are not smart on conservatism, not at all. These are some of those liberal picks for nominees for cabinet positions that have ever been seen in the history of the United States. I don't say that lightly. So I've got several of them here, but the one that's got everybody's attention right now. Wow. Okay, so, and I'm going to probably mispronounce her name, but I believe her name is Saul Omarova, Cornell law professor Saul Omarova. All right, so she has been nominated. Yeah, she has been nominated to be a very controversial choice to come in and be the basically the head of banking in the United States. All right, and now listen to some things about her. She's born in the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan. Now, it's one thing to say you were born there, immigrated as a child, and you've always been here in the United States. No, 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 no. Omarova was educated in the Soviet Union, graduating from Moscow State University in 1989, and as recently as 2019, that would be 2 years ago, as recently as 2019, she has openly praised various Soviet policies. Not Russian policies, Soviet policies. You know, for those of y'all that don't really remember the Soviet Union, which I know most of my audience does, I mean, the Soviet Union was our Cold War enemy for decades. The Soviet Union was the pillar of communism in the world. And it finally fell apart under the weight of its own bloated communistic government. Saul Omarova, she has her university thesis, which has raised a lot of alarm bells, all right? I mean, you know, when you write your thesis, obviously part of it's academic. You may be doing something that was, you know, in line with where you were, or, you know, that kind of fit the narrative of what your studies were about. But you're generally speaking allowed to sort of pick your thesis, and you develop your thesis and have to argue your thesis. And I don't know of any place in the world where you don't have to present and often argue your thesis, meaning you have to defend it. You're defending your thesis to earn your doctorate. Well, her university thesis, well, no one knows what's in it because she will not give it. But we do know the title. The title was Karl Marx's Economic Analysis and the Theory of Revolution in the Capital. Okay. So it sounds like a defense of Karl Marx's economic policies as the head of communist Soviet Union. And then you couple that with the fact that she won't hand it over. It kind of makes it very suspicious. It leads many in this article that I'm looking at from The Hill. This is The Hill article, one of several. But The Hill article says that even more pertinent, though, is the fact that aside from the questions about her background, the questions about her writings and studies, is the things she wants to do now. Folks, this is Biden's nominee to be one of his major Treasury nominees. She would be in charge of banking in the United States. And according to past statements, not too far past, by the way, she wants to transform the U.S. economy. Oh, listen to this. Transform the U.S. economy with a significant centralization of investment in banking, putting a new public institution. First of all, new public means growing government. New public institution in charge, directly or indirectly, of virtually all economic activity. Some are describing her desires to do this as a tearing down of the free market by centralizing everything. She describes it as this particular organization would be the public manager that will select investment projects for the country, but not on the basis of what is most profitable. What? That's what the market is for. All right, so that's who she is. But you know, then you get a little deeper. You find out that in 1995, she was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of retail theft, shoplifting, basically. The charge was never brought. It was dropped because she was a first offender and because it was, I'm sure, because it was a low-level nonviolent crime. And, you know, the Biden administration says she's been very upfront about it. We've known about this. But let's give her a security clearance and move on. That'd be great. The Biden administration is trying to claim that some, here's their statement, story off Fox News. It's sad that a far-right partisan group with a pattern of engaging in tawdry behavior would partner with Fox News to smear the name of a qualified nominee seeking to serve her country. Really? The White House did not respond to Fox News's inquiry as to which far-right partisan group they were alluding to. Nobody knows who they're talking about. They're just sure. I don't know. Project Veritas, send the FBI, raid his house again. Well, folks, it keeps getting deeper. And these nominees, yeah, they're out there, and there's more of them. Come back from this next break that we're about to take right now. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you some more about Omarova and her Soviet desires to remake the markets in the United States. But then that's not just one. I mean, that's not the only one. There's several. And if you look at the Biden administration, you have to go, all right, man, listen, you surround yourself with a certain kind of people. It indicates who you are. If this is the person you're going to defend as your nominee for a cabinet position, it must be because, oh, that's what you believe. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, I say it all the time, but if you want to follow us no matter where you are, if you're going out of town, if you're driving outside the range of our pretty broad AM-FM capability here at VNN, just go to the website, rightsideradio.org, and on rightsideradio.org, you'll find a place that says Listen Live. Just click Listen Live, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. And that's why we have so many folks in so many places that listen to this show. I mean, we got people in other reaches of Alabama. We got folks in out of state. I know for a fact that Jerome from Rome was texting me earlier listening to the show. We got Jeff from Indiana calls in all the time. We got people in Tennessee that call in. I think it's Steve from Tennessee calls in. We got folks down in emails we get from folks in Louisiana, Texas, Florida. It's just very cool. And so, yeah, thank you very much for being a part of the show. Rightsideradio.org. Listen live. There you go. All right. So wrapping up this segment, well, maybe we'll wrap it up. We might carry on to the next segment. But so this Omarova, get this. So Pat Toomey, Senator Pat Toomey, accused Omarova of having a long history of promoting ideas that she describes herself as radical. And he said, I agree. They are radical. They can be described as also socialist. And she has a plan for the government through the Fed to replace the free market and seeing what she calls, and I quote, systemically important prices. And that's just, it's amazing to me that we've got a pick like that. But when I read another article, that one came from, that last one on Toomey came from the New York Post. This one's from Fox Business. Senator Bill Hagerty explains, and apparently he's got a background in banking. Oh, and here's the title. She's going to be considered the comptroller of the currency, which is a major position within the Treasury Department. So that's the title I was looking for earlier. Tennessee Republican Bill Hagerty, Senator Bill Hagerty, has extensive experience in the area of banking, and he expressed his shock on Thursday, this past Thursday, yesterday, that President Biden's nominee for comptroller of the currency, Dr. Saul Omarova, is up for consideration given her radical views. So here's what he says about her. He says, I find myself shocked we would consider this person as a candidate, someone this radical. He said, this senator is going to be in charge of oversight of banking in the United States. He said she's going to have oversight responsibilities of a team of over 2,400 people, including bank examiners, with a budget of over $1 billion. Said her money, her name will be printed on our money. The Tennessee senator said that bank examiners hold an enormous amount of leverage, such as determining whether banks are even allowed to merge, and expressed considerable concern regarding her potential confirmation. He also quoted her most recently as having said earlier this year during a virtual event, and here's the quote, a lot of small players in the coal, oil, and gas industries are probably going to go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change. Are you hearing that? We want them to go bankrupt so that we can tackle climate change. Well, she's not the only one. This is what kills me, is some of the, I mean, we've got, like, for instance, and he's already been confirmed, but Javier Becerra, who was the former Attorney General of California, was confirmed to Health and Human Services, and he is someone who has been very active in advocating for things like Medicare for All, which is single-payer health care. And then you have... oh, gosh, what's her other name? Haaland. Haaland is a congresswoman from New Mexico who was also, you know, very active in terms of her, including her support on fracking bans and a moratorium on fossil fuels. And she was being touted, and I think she did pass, as the Interior, Secretary of the Interior. And that's, I mean, so you got people that literally go in direct opposition to the things that the departments should stand for, or at the very least, they want to expand the capabilities of the department so they can grow government and let government handle all decision-making. But then it keeps getting deeper, y'all. I mean, as I began to research the nominees and find out more about all of them, how about this one? What's her first name? Her last name is what's one of those hyphenated names, Stone Manning. Tracy Stone Manning. Tracy Stone Manning. Article in USA Today. Article in USA Today says that Tracy Stone Manning has been nominated to head up the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, and that she herself has been an eco-environmental activist who was accused of spiking trees. Now, if you're not familiar, spiking trees is something that eco-terrorists used to use back in the 80s, and it was finally made illegal. They would drive metal spikes into the base of trees in such a way that the loggers, when they went to cut the trees, it would shatter their blades. And we had loggers that were being maimed by this because it would shatter the blade and it would come back on them. And so this Stone Manning is now going to be the nominee for the Bureau of Land Management. And she's got this background that says, hey, I'm an activist, just like Becerra, just like Omarova, just like Haaland, just like all the rest of them, Janet Yellen. I mean, folks, what I'm saying here is the old adage that who you hang out with tells people who you are. That's President Biden. His nominees, I forgot all about Neera Tanden. Neera Tanden, who had to apologize for calling GOP senators a bunch of vampires. That's pretty mild by comparison to the rest of them. Yeah, she was nominated to head up the Office of Management and Budget. All right, that's who's in charge. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Going to open the phone lines again when we get back. 866-494-9866. We'll be right back after this.